Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Among the challenges faced by Paul and his traveling evangelistic band were questions of how to separate from the practices associated with idol worship. In some respects, we have the same things today. Did you know January is named for Janus, the Roman god of new beginnings? Or that February is named for the ancient Roman ritual for purification? If we were to try to filter out all the words and practices derived in one way or another from those old beliefs and gods, as some have tried to do, we'd nearly have to reinvent language itself. But then does the Bible teach because Wednesday was named for the god Woden, we sin if we call it that instead of, say, fourth day? Paul didn't think so. He knew a stake is just a stake, that no mumbo-jumbo a pagan priest could say over it would make it anything more. But at Corinth were people who believed otherwise, considered eating such an act of worship, and in his letter to that church he gave us beautiful instructions that still matter to us all. The question was what a Christian should do when offered meat that may have been offered to idols, and his answer is pure common sense, which, after all, is at the heart of all Bible doctrine. He said, "All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat it not for his sake that showed it." In my words, he said, don't ask where the plate sat before you came from. If you don't eat it as having been offered to idols, you aren't worshiping the idol. If, on the other hand, dinner was presented as being part of a pagan worship, then Paul was as strict as anyone. He had a moderate willingness to go as far as possible, yet it was coupled with inflexible determination to go not one step farther any time his liberty might cause a brother to err. An example of where that would apply to us is, well, gambling. Someone may say, what harm is there in a $5 bet? I can easily afford to lose it, and I can handle the betting fever. Yes, but what about holding up the gambling habit that is making paupers of parents and sending their children's lunch money to the mafia? Or maybe I can drink alcohol moderately, I never get drunk, and I can go to prayer meeting after my temperate glass and testify of saving grace that keeps me from overindulgence, and I am within my Christian liberty in doing it. Well, yes, maybe. By doing that, you're helping support one of the deadliest evils in our American nation today, one that has torn apart homes, littered our highways with broken bodies pulled from mangled vehicles, cost educated and talented people their careers. You see, a Christian is bound to shape his life so that no one shall be able to say of him that he was the occasion of that person's fall. He is so bound because every person he meets is his neighbor. He is so bound because he is bound to live to the glory of God, which can never be advanced by laying stumbling blocks in the way for feeble feet. He is so bound because unless Christ had limited himself within the bound of manhood and had not sought his own profit or pleasure, we should have had neither life nor hope. For all these reasons, the duty of thinking of others and of abstaining from their sakes from what one might do is laid on all Christians. How foolish it would be to try to persuade a man like Paul, who had hazarded his life in strange cities, where he had gone against wind and tide to plant churches, that there would be no harm in using salty language when he stubbed his toe or tanning his lungs with cigarette smoke, if he knew it was the wrong example. Here is how he described his own commitment to absolutely putting the merit of his mission above every other consideration. If meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth. Far beyond talking about things that are rightly viewed as vices, this devout man of God was willing to sacrifice something God intended for human benefit. God grant us all that kind of charity. Have you talked to him today?
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.